This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia unleashed a wave of attacks on Ukraine, targeting airfields and fuel facilities, and what appears to be the next phase of an invasion that has been slowed by fierce resistance. The U.S. and EU responded with weapons and ammunition for the outnumbered Ukrainians and powerful sanctions intended to further isolate Moscow. Huge explosions lit up the sky early Sunday, south of the capital, Kyiv, where people hunkered down in homes, underground garages, and subway stations in anticipation of a full-scale assault by Russian forces. Flames billowed into the air before dawn from an oil depot near the airport about 25 miles south of the capital. That's according to the president, Volodymyr Zelensky's office, and the mayor of the nearby town. Zelensky's office also said that Russian forces blew up a gas pipeline in the country's second-largest city, prompting the government to warn people to protect themselves from the smoke by covering their windows with a damp cloth or gauze. In a significant shift, the German government said Saturday it will send weapons and other supplies directly to Ukraine and support some restrictions of the SWIFT global banking system for Russia. Germany's chancellery announced Saturday evening that it will send 1,000 anti-tank weapons and 5,000 Stinger surface-to-air missiles to Ukraine as quickly as possible. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said that the Russian invasion of Ukraine marks a turning point. It threatens the entire post-war order. In addition, Germany is allowing the Netherlands to ship 400 German-made anti-tank weapons to Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the move, praising Scholz on the